The Colton crime capers go on week after week, month after month, and year after year, with reporters rolling down Camino Island from France, England, Brazil, Canada, and every other country interested in international breaking news. To say it's a media frenzy is like saying the Gulf spill will require some big sponges. The South End Chamber of Little Commerce, our bastion of entrepreneurial endeavor, doesn't really like talking to reporters about Colton. Something akin to Forks denying that vampires walk their streets after dark. I guess the realtors hate having to explain the intricacies of alarm system technologies to every prospective shack buyer. It's a difficult enough market as it is. And if you were looking for property with a small airstrip behind the carriage house and a hangar for your Cessna, well, probably there are better places to retire. Our tourism ad slogan, "The Place to Do Nothing," always troubled us slackers down past Elger Bay store. We weren't proud of unemployment and indolence, but we weren't shamed either. Hellfire, what kind of tourist promotion is this? Especially when we got the mother of all tourist promotions going on for the past 3 or 4 years. The barefoot burglar, the Camino kid, the flying filcher, our very own international anti-hero. The movies are being shot, the books are being written, the documentaries are being edited, the mom is hiring an entertainment lawyer, the deals are being made. Rolling Stone has declared Camino officially the Cape Cod of the Pacific Northwest, and we still want to be the place that does nada? Maybe the chamber, but the rest of us are ready to roll. Tour buses, t-shirts, coffee mugs, souvenir shops, we're ready to cash in. Camino, the island to do nothing? We don't need a new slogan. We need a new name. Colton Island. Nice ring to it. Get off the hammock and call your commissioner today. Paid for by the committee to rename Camino Island.